You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
KSL Outdoors with Tim Hughes on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back. Just a reminder, we'll have another news update for you coming at the top of the hour. And Navi standing by with our fish bites, which we will do in just a minute. I told you at the top of the hour, Navi, we'd have a lot of fishing to talk about today. And so we thought we'd go right to the source here up to Strawberry Bay Marina and check in with Cam Phillips. Cam, it sounds like you're in the middle of planning lunch. Is that what's going on?
Well, you know, the guy's got to eat, and it's not often that I find myself down in Utah Valley. So I usually try and take advantage down here and find something that's not readily available up in Utah or up in the Heber Valley.
I didn't think your dad ever let you off the job. It's nice to know you actually got down to the lowlands here.
Well, you know, I find an excuse every now and again to come and live with the rest of us, right? Like, it's not ideal, but
yeah,
things happen.
Navi, you said you've heard good things about what's going on at Strawberry, right?
Oh, absolutely. Finn and the boys are headed up this weekend. But I've heard, yeah, fishing's good. Everybody I've talked to who've been up there have done well.
Is the ice ready for us, Cam?
It's in pretty good shape. I was actually out fishing just last weekend with Adam Eagle, and we found 6 to 7 inches of good ice just about everywhere we went. It was still a little early, so we were kind of leery on the main body of the reservoir, but everywhere else was sure nice, and man, would we catch some fish.
Really?
Yeah, we did really, really well. White tube jigs tipped with just about anything, and about 15 feet of water seemed to be the ticket, and we caught probably 50 fish in 3 hours.
Holy cow! Any sizable fish, and were they cuts or rainbows?
We had a good mix of cuts and rainbows. Nothing real big. We had a couple that were right there close to breaking the slot, but we were always just a little bit under. It's funny how that always happens, right? They're always just a half inch shy.
Yeah. I have to throw this out with a little bit of a smile, but also a grimace. No wipers came out of there, did they?
No wipers. Still only the one walleye. We think that that's kind of a one-off. Don't expect much more to come from it, and the most likely scenario is that some fisherman who didn't know any better just was coming home from starvation and decided he didn't want that fish and tossed it in Strawberry, which please don't do.
No.
Right? If you're listening, please don't transport fish into other waters in the state.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I said wiper. I meant walleye. We talked about that, Navi, on last week's show, and the old bucket biology always gets everybody in trouble, doesn't it, Navi?
We do not like those people.
No. Cam, talk to me. You mentioned the tactics. I think one of the mistakes, and one of the things I wanted to do with you today was talk about, since you're right there where you see everybody coming, getting on the ice and coming back off the ice, talk about some of the things people do wrong when they go out and do ice fishing. I think one of the things they do wrong is they think they have to be out in the middle of the lake. And for the most part, you're only in, 15, 20 feet of water.
Yeah, and ice fishing is fun, and I think a lot of the draw is that for guys that maybe don't have access to a boat or, they see those spots from the shoreline where they're like, man, if I could just get to that spot, I know I could catch fish, and the ice allows them to do that. Strawberry has got really good fish populations just about everywhere, and so if guys just get to get their methods down and understand what works on Strawberry, it's really easy to be consistent. And I think that's what's the draw with Strawberry, is that most of the time when you come up, you're going to catch some fish.
Yeah. Where were you fishing? That's the one thing you didn't tell us.
We were fishing up in the Bryant's Fork area for the most part. That's where we had the most success. I had guys that were kind of spread out, Charlie Chaplin again, in that area. But everywhere that I've been, I fished underneath dry storage there. I fished over in Badger Bay right there by the marina. We found the same things, that fishing is good, and white tube jigs seem to be the most consistent thing to be using right now.
Navi, every time I've been up there, that's that was the go-to, was just a small tube jig tipped with a little mealy worm. And Navi, you can speak to the tactics on how to drop it and retrieve it and what you're watching for with that line, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely. And when I'm fishing strawberry, I like white as well. I'm also not afraid to do chartreuse, even a white and chartreuse. But get it, take it to the bottom, like he says, 15, 20 feet, and then bring it just off the bottom. And then it's a visual thing. When you stroke it up, it's going to descend, and then love it on the down. So as that fly descends, you're going to see that the line hesitates, and there's your strike.
Yeah, and I didn't know that in the very beginning, Cam. Every time I go up with your dad out there, and he had to educate me that even just a slight hesitation in the drop of that line could indicate that a fish was going after it.
Yeah, they love to take it on the down for whatever reason. During storm cycles, which what we're going to have for this weekend, I find fish suspended quite frequently, and so that downward fall, it really becomes a productive thing to watch, just kind of watching your line sit there. And if it stops, then, yeah, there's probably a fish that snagged it as it was falling.
Here's the other thing I learned, and this is true no matter what time of year you're up there, but these fish are schooled up. And so when one gets a fish on, it's very common that every hole in the next, you know, within 20, 30, 40, 50 feet, all of a sudden will start getting hits.
Yeah. Yep, they do train, and I watch that on the ice. It gets pretty consistent where I'll start to see a specific order of guys if we're in a line along the shoreline where one end of the fisherman will start to pick up fish, and then, you know, then the guy in the middle picks one up, and then the guy on the other end picks one up.
What's the biggest mistake people make other than maybe trying to get out too deep on the ice?
More than anything else, Tim, and we're going to go a complete 90 from what we're talking about here. The biggest mistake that people make is not having gear. They get cold, and if you get cold, then you don't end up staying on the ice long enough to figure out what you need to do. So be prepared for slush. Be prepared for snow. Be prepared for the things that are going to shorten your day. And if you do that, a lot of the time you'll stay on the ice long enough to be successful.
Yeah, and you're going to get wet feet if you don't have, you know, good boots on for sure. And I've learned to always have, and Navi, we talk about this, having a second set of clothes in the car that are dry just in case.
Absolutely. I bring a dry bag which has polar fleece top and polar fleece pants, because in an emergency, somebody goes in or something happens, you just dress them in new clothes immediately.
Yeah. What kind of snow totals have you gotten up there in the last week or so?
We're working on 2 feet right now. It looks like winter, so it came late, but it's here now. The ice is going to have some slush on it for the foreseeable future with the amount of weight that's kind of fallen with the snow. So guys need to be prepared in that sense. But I don't anticipate that the fishing is going to change very much. It should remain good, and conditions will do nothing but improve after we get through this weekend and the storm cycle. So, I mean, it should be a great time to be on strawberry towards the end of January.
Do you guys still shuttle people out if they want it?
We do. Shuttle work is a great work for us. We love it when people come and use us. We try and put them on fish. You can call us at 435-548-2261 or visit our website at www.strawberrybay.com and make a reservation.
I've kind of lost track, too. Are you still in the business of renting snowmobiles up there or no?
We do rentals as well. We're going to have some pretty decent snow conditions for the rest of the winter. And, again, the same thing. If you want to reach out either via phone or on the website at www.strawberrybay.com, the reservation process is really easy.
All right, Cam, I'm going to let you get back to doing your planning for your lunchtime. And glad you got a hall pass from Dad to leave the marina store.
Well, you know, I try not to come down here too much. It's too much like heaven up there, but yeah, every now and again.
Yeah, I think I might just stay up there too. All right, Cam Phillips, always great. Again, if they want to help get some help, they need to stop into the marina store first and foremost. But give them that phone number one more time if they want to call you.
So call us for current conditions or any questions at 435-548-2261.
All right, and if that didn't scratch your fishing itch, we'll try and do that next with Fish Bites. Navidomskis will stay with me as we wrap up hour number one this week of KSL Outdoors Radio.